Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Midday News for Wednesday, June 26. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, citizens urged to take their responsibility to preserve democracy seriously. IMF providing nearly US $50 million to Barbados. And France considers introducing water breaks in World Cup matches, and Germany warn autobahns could blow up as temperatures top 97 degrees Fahrenheit amid European heat wave. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
It's Whirlpool Month here at Courts. Shop today for huge savings on select products all month long. A new fridge, stove, washer and dryer. Choose any Whirlpool brand appliance and get discounts on select purchases when you shop at any Courts store. Don't delay. Get it today with ready finance and pay nothing for 30 days. Upgrade your home with Whirlpool and save. Courts, bringing value home. Special conditions apply.
I need a fast cash to get me started because I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash.
UWP Senator and Attorney at Law Ronald Charles is calling for common sense to prevail within the executive of the Dominica Labour Party when drafting policy and implementing projects like the apartment complexes being developed in Cochrane. Charles referenced a major concern of the constituents in that village and calls on the MP to cease all partisan behavior.
The choices that are being made in terms of rather than developing, for example, the Cochrane playing field, in my view, and expanding on it and making it that and putting the basketball court that the young people have been asking for ages, you're now going to put on the side of the playing field an apartment. This is just going to bring chaos, in my view. Have the people been settling with this? I don't know. You know, but at the end of the day, these are the kind of things happening, going on a vote marathon, because when you promise somebody a home, therefore you may there is a high probability that they might vote for you and so forth. But the whole community participation policy togetherness, doing it collectively, has been lost in the Roseau Valley. And it is sad. And it's time that our people stand up and realize what is going on and open their eyes wide. Because this vote-catching thing cannot continue.
UWP Senator and Attorney at Law Ronald Charles. Chairman of the Builders and Contractors Association of Dominica, Anthony Lebla, is urging all citizens to take their responsibility to preserve democracy seriously. Speaking to Q95 News on June 25, Lebla champions the call for electoral reform before Dominica's next general election. The BCART chairman sees the exercise of voting as a privilege to be exercised by all Dominicans who qualify. In recent times, many civil society groups have voiced their concerns against the current executive of the Electoral Commission and the Dominica Labour Party-led government for refusing to implement electoral reform as requested by the nation.
The electoral reform is something that the entire public should take seriously. The democratic process is one of our fundamental rights. Once we have the age to vote and we are otherwise qualified to vote, it's important that we ensure that our vote matters, that the voting process is not corrupt, and that at the end of the day, the person's elective is in accordance with the conscience of the people who voted. And it's very important to take the electoral reform process seriously and to insist that it happens. There are things that are necessary to be done, and people should take their responsibility to ensure that the democratic process is in good health and continues, and people should do whatever is within the law to make sure that it happens.
BCAD Chairman Anthony Lebla. The Concerned Citizens Movement will be hosting an electoral rally for the need for electoral reform in Dominica on June 30th. Minister for the Environment, Climate Resilience, Disaster Management and Urban Renewal Joseph Isaac says government is working on disaster management legislation. He made the pronouncement at a handing over ceremony of 16 emergency shelters to the government of Dominica by the International Organization for Migration this week. He says this legislation will be enacted before the end of the year.
Without a vision, a nation and a people will perish. So therefore, all our work that we are trying to do to rebuild Dominica must be seen in the context of the clear vision. I call it the modern era of development of Dominica, the vision of hoping and placing Dominica in the path of becoming the first climate resilient country in the world. And therefore, to that point, I would like to say that your government, this government, remains committed to ensuring that the legislation which deals with disaster management will be enacted this year. We are on the path to doing it. We are almost ready. But this is one of our policy initiatives to support all the work that IOM is doing and to put it actually in legislation which would encapsulate all the processes involved and the work that you have done in regards to training and put it in legislation so that people can know what we need to do by law.
Isaac says the ongoing effort by governments to elevate the standards in all work areas related to disasters and emergencies must be applauded.
We want to continually advance to be the best practice for how we manage disasters, and more specifically, so that our shelters or displaced persons, our shelter managers and those at the coordination level feel satisfied that everyone is doing their best and playing their part, and the overall experience is a positive one. The central government is pleased to announce that the government will construct two regional shelters in Jimin and in Cassidus with funding from the European Union. We have already started a model emergency shelter that's a regional type of shelter currently being completed in Lyon. And again, I want to also point out that under the disaster vulnerable risk project, we have in place early warning systems, which are part of the whole process of mitigating against disaster. I cannot overemphasize that issues of disaster management is not political. It should cut across all political boundaries. And it should involve the community and the household level. Because when a hurricane hits, it hits every man roof.
Minister for the Environment, Climate Resilience, Disaster Management and Urban Renewal, Joseph Isaac. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett has called on citizens living in the diaspora to use their words in defense and promotion of Dominica. He says one must appreciate where the country was, the challenges it had to endure, and where it is today. Skerrett says there is no Caribbean country other than Haiti that has been faced of so many disasters in the past 20 years. He was speaking at a town hall meeting in New York on the weekend.
In 2010, Ophelia, 2013, the Christmas trough, 2015, Erica, 2017, Maria. Just imagine where our country would have been had it not been for these disasters and hurricanes. You make one step and five steps behind because of these disasters. But notwithstanding all of those disasters, our country continues to stand, our country continues to grow, our economy continues to grow.
Meantime, he says he will not be in a government or country that will take retrogressive steps and deny citizens living out of Dominica the opportunity to vote.
I believe that this will be our most regressive step. Every country is seeking to see how we can engage diaspora. And the fact remains that there are many of you in the diaspora who have more assets and more money in the bank than most of us living in Dominica. You come to Dominica more often than most of us. You have your homes, you have money in the banks, you have businesses in Dominica. But I believe once you have the means of coming home to vote, you should exercise that right. So the issue of electoral reform, we are fully in support of it. What we will not support is the call to cause Dominicans who live in outer Dominica
not to be able to vote in Dominica. This is a retrogressive step and we will not support it.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. The 2019 graduation of the Dominica Grammar School took place on Monday under the theme Fireworks Begin Today. Each diploma a lighted match and you a fuse. Valedictorian Michaela Warrington told her peers to push themselves harder and always aim higher. 73 students graduated.
We may not have the power to persuade the entire world to strive for excellence and achieve success, but we do have the power to choose that path for ourselves. We each have our mountain to climb. Whatever it may be, we should face it with our heads held high, our hearts open wide, and the confidence and assurance that we are well equipped to overcome them. In the words of the great cartoonist Dr. Seuss, you're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. Today and onward, take the position as a fuse. Utilize all the qualities that you have learned and embodied, and light the match that is your diploma, and begin to create the fireworks of your life.
Valedictorian Michaela Warrington of the Dominica Grammar School. Featured speaker was marketing and communications executive at Flo Dominica for Dinah Frampton. She told the graduates that the diploma they have received is the foundation on which they're going to build.
A higher education has some principal benefits, including opportunities for a prosperous career and, very importantly, financial security. Higher education contributes to your overall quality of life, health, and having more opportunities present themselves to you. In fact, obtaining a higher education is extremely important to get ahead in life. Investing in your higher education is a huge commitment of money and time. Think of it as a down payment on your future. Investing in your education will help you achieve your career goals and succeed in life. There's a lot of hard work involved, but you are preparing yourself for a rewarding and challenging career that leads to financial independence.
Featured speaker for Dinah Frampton. Meanwhile, principal of the Dominica Grammar School, Alicia Zhajak, says she continues to be extremely concerned about the school's dropouts, both males and females.
One young man announced well ahead of his 16th birthday that he would not be returning, and he did not. Unfortunately, the efforts of the Ministry of Education, our advice and the help of counselors are not enough to stop their plans or to change their minds. In addition, we continue to be surprised and even shocked by the language used by students to insult their peers when they are in conflict mode. The all-time mepui for students, these have long been replaced by very salacious phrases, enough to offend delicate ears. This is compounded for us by what students choose to view on the internet and what they post. You are sometimes left to wonder, where has the innocence gone to?
Principal of the Dominica Grammar School, Alicia Zhajak, and DLP candidate for the St. Joseph constituency, Dr. Addis King, says the government is putting together the final plans to commence work on the new Marigot Hospital. Speaking to diasporans on the weekend in Brooklyn, she says the hospital will be fully equipped.
This hospital, being located in the region close to the proposed site of the international airport, will be equipped with a trauma center and trained staff in case of any mass casualty.
DLP candidate for the St. Joseph constituency, Dr. Addis King. In other news this afternoon, the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, on Monday approved US $48.7 million for Barbados after indicating that the island has made a strong start in implementing its ambitious and homegrown economic forum program. The executive board of the Washington-based financial institution said that it had completed its first review of the US $290 million extended fund facility. facility and that the completion enabled an immediate disbursement of US $48.7 million. Barbados had entered into a four-year EFF arrangement with the IMF on October 1st, 2018, and the IMF said that the Mia Motley government is implementing a fiscal adjustment program targeting a primary surplus of 6% of gross domestic product in the financial year 2019 to 2020 and several years thereafter. And European forecasters warn that hell is coming as a record-breaking heat wave is due to hit the continent today, posing a threat to life. With days of temperatures climbing to 104 degrees Fahrenheit, that is 40 degrees Celsius, and above in some cities, forecasters have predicted France may experience the hottest June on record. The news has struck fear into many who recall the continent's 2003 heat wave, which saw 15,000 people die as temperatures reached a peak of 44.1 degrees Celsius in mid-August. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Citizens urged to take their responsibility to preserve democracy seriously. IMF providing nearly US $50 million to Barbados. And France considers introducing water breaks in World Cup matches. And Germany warn autobahns could blow up as temperatures top 97 degrees Fahrenheit amid European heat wave. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Q, top of the hour.